Hey folks, the next guest on a podcast at AOL Print Shop is Spiros Stogianis. Spiros is the owner and creator of the Easy Pie restaurant in Revere, Mass. You may have seen Spiros and the Easy Pie featured on shows such as Wicked Bites and Phantom Gourmet. I've been lucky enough to call Spiros a friend for the past 2 years and print his apparel for the Easy Pie. He has over 20 years of experience in the restaurant industry. He has seen it all. He has done it all. He has been through it all. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on, everybody? Episode 3. I'm very excited for this special guest. Probably one of the most ambitious people, if not the most ambitious person that I ever met. Spiros from Easy Pie. I think we, just a little background, I think you can dive into it too as well. We met through a mutual friend who referred you to AOL Print Shop. So now I'm happily doing his apparel and sharing his vision and his brand. And yeah, I'm really happy for him to be here because I think he has tons of experience, first of all. He's been in the game for a while. It's a former X Factor contestant. Bet you didn't know. I read up on you. I did my research. All right. But you've been around the block, and you know, I think also we relate in a lot of ways in how we approach our side hustles or hustles, so to speak. Right. So very happy to be here, and why don't you just give a little background on yourself?
Thank you for inviting me. Number one. You're right. You were co-signed by a mutual friend. I think the part of the co-sign was that he knew we would click. We're like-minded, entrepreneurial people. We started, I think, you and I, a few years ago, at least anyways.
Yeah.
He did some apparel for me. Came out amazing. I think I continue working with you because I respect what I saw when I saw it. I mean, you were cranking out of a basement.
The basement days.
You were cranking out of a basement, and I thought I was at the wrong place. And address-wise, I thought I was at the wrong place. But when I saw it coming out of the basement, I knew I was at the right place because we kind of all start in the dirt, like underground, right? We start from the bottom. And I think that sometimes you can't really appreciate successes when you don't come from that. If it's handed to you, you don't really understand it. Mm. I'm here, I think, with you because I feel as though we're on different roads, but we're going in the same direction.
Yeah.
In other words, like I'm kind of in the hospitality / restaurant / whatever I can do to hustle my brand forward business. And I think you do the same thing. I'm very proud to see that. You know, I look around and I see what's around me and I'm like, wow, this guy took it from the basement to this and what's next? You know what I mean? But I feel like we click. I have been doing this for a long time. I'm a little bit older than you, I think, right? I've been doing this for like 20 years. Easy Pie's been around for about 10. And it's never finished in my mind, right? It's a forever evolving project for me. And one of the best things that come out of what I do, I think, are the long-term relationships that I form with people. Because so many things can come out of these relationships.
Right.
Because there's so many creative people involved. You know what I mean? Even last night I had a meeting with someone that I haven't seen in a while. But, you know, I came to mind for something and we're working on another project together, which is really cool. Another creative guy and he brought another creative friend. And it's kind of like, it's like a salsa, man. You take all these ingredients and you mix them together and you get something that's really fire at the end, you know?
I think that's a good point. I think for me, on my end, it's like one of the best parts of what I do here is interacting with people like yourself and either coming up with something that's cool or something that's going to make you happy, but also like when I mentioned on your introduction, like sharing your vision of building the brand of Easy Pie, your vision for, you know, when you opened up Revere.
Right.
Just being a part of that, I'm so thankful.
Right.
And I think, like, going back to what I said,
having people in that, seeing people in that perspective and having that relationship is right. what makes this great. And going back to my professional life, like professional at BU,
right?
I think I mentioned in my first podcast is that touching people in some way positive,
right,
is like that. That's what I get off on. You know what I mean? Right, that gets me off. Like
I get it, man. It's the same for me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And
I mean, you have to be. You're in the hospitality industry, and
right?
Like, that's
so I'm going to tell you something. I am in the hospitality industry, and I had the opportunity to go to the New England Food Show a few years ago to see John Taffer, and
he's the man.
That's the thing. So I thought this guy was like just an actor. Yeah. You know what I mean? So a buddy of mine was like, "Hey man, like, you ever go to the food show? I heard John Taffer's gonna be there." I'm like, "Dude, I got tickets. I'm not gonna go look at equipment and stuff. Yeah. Like, I don't got time for that." And he's like, "Yo, let's go check him out."
Yeah.
And he came out, and I tell everyone this. He made a major impact on me, and he is the real deal. He said something about the industry that we're all in, right? And I feel as though it can be said for every industry what he said. And he was like, "Yo, what industry are we in?" And people were like, "Oh, we're in a restaurant industry. We're in a hospitality industry. We're in the food industry." And he's like, "Wrong, wrong, 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 wrong. You know what we're in this day and age? We are in the, what was the word that he used? Oh my God, I'm like going blank right now. We are in the reaction industry, right?" And he said that when you put your product out, right, if the phones don't come out of the pocket and people start sharing it on social platforms, you've already lost, man. Right? So quality, a quality item creates that reaction. You feel what I'm saying? So I'll give you an example. Like, my food comes out, bang, the cell phones are out, right? But that's the other thing. Like, people walk into the restaurant, and I got the apparel that you make front and center.
Mm.
And there's something to say about quality. You know, like, I wouldn't put something out there if I didn't think it would represent my brand properly,
right,
and legit, bro. Like, people come in and snapshots of this, they buy it. Dumb. You know, they're taking photos in it and stuff. So we're getting a reaction all over the place, from the apparel to the food to the environment to all that other stuff. So we are in the reaction industry, man. And I think that people are reacting positively to what we're doing because we're so passionate about what we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I can see the quality in what you put out. And if for me, I'm happy having that represent what I do as well. I mean, you know, even with those sweatshirts you made, and you're like, "Yo, the stars are off like a half inch."
Right.
I wouldn't even have cared.
Yeah.
Right. And you're like, "No, I can't do that." You know what I mean? That's not me. And that most people wouldn't care.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's like OCD, but that's a good thing to be when you're in business. You know what I mean? And you want to impress people and show them what you're about. Most people don't go that extra mile to make things right.
And for that's a good example. I think, first of all, everyone makes mistakes. We're all human.
Right.
But the fact that you can own up to that mistake,
right,
and make it right. But the basis behind that, I think, is because we built such a strong relationship. Saying that for me, on my side, I was like, "No way I'm giving you this."
Right, right, right.
No way I'm giving you that. Right. Even if it's a little...
And we're friends, so you could have easily been like, "Yo, dude, like, a couple of them are like this. Yeah. It's all good. Like, you know, Sparrow, he's cool."
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said nothing, but it goes to show that you go above and beyond, you know, regardless.
Yeah.
And it's like me. Like, I'm impressed when you said it, but for me as well, like, we won't evolve and grow without mistakes.
Right.
You know what I mean? You need those mistakes. And for me, my mentality, and I tell my people that work with me, is it's never a loss. It's always a lesson.
Yeah.
Right? So at the end of the day, there's more in the loss or there's more in the lesson than always being successful. You know what I mean? That's like being able to identify going in the wrong direction or making an error or something not working out right. Being able to realize that and then using that information to better yourself, that's priceless, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to make those mistakes. Other times it's amazing to, listen to other people that have been through it. I learned that from my pops, you know what I'm saying? Like those old schoolers, the OGs. Yeah. They're like, you know, my dad's like, "Yo, where you're headed right now, I've been back from there.
Mm.
Listen to me." You know what I mean? And you have to listen sometimes. Mm. But then sometimes you're going to make your mistakes. It's a part of the learning process.
You have to do it yourself.
Right.
You got to go through it yourself.
Right. That's like part of organic growth.
Listening is good. And that's why we're doing this thing, I think.
Yeah, right.
We're trying to help other people. Right. But like also, it's one thing listening, but you got to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're a doer.
Right.
So going back to the ambition thing.
Right.
Like you're crazy ambitious. And that's what I admire, I think, the most about you is that
to a fault sometimes, though.
To a fault. Right. But but you give it a shot. Most people
right,
won't.
Right.
Whereas like you see something or think of like, oh, I want to put out this big ass tater tot with
right.
mac and cheese on top, or
any
the originator of the original Big Mac pizza.
Right, 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 right.
You do that.
Right.
Not really caring about what other people think.
Right.
And you're willing to take that risk.
Right.
Because either one, you know it's going to work, right? Because you have so much confidence in yourself. Sometimes people will stuff to work, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you make it happen.
Yeah,
you make it happen. But I think that from what I'm doing too, you know, I didn't want to compete against anybody, right?
Yeah.
So I think we're in our own lane. We've paved our own lane. Painstakingly, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, paved our own lane by hand, basically. And the lane only fits me in it. For what I do.
Yeah.
So I'm literally racing against myself. And I say this to everybody. I don't care who else is around me, bro. There's a million restaurants before me. There's going to be a million after me.
Right.
The only person I compete with is me yesterday, right? So that's my main focus. I wake up in the morning and I go, yo, where did I fuck things up? Mm. You know what I mean? Where did I make the mistake? And how can I make it better so that it doesn't happen again?
Right.
And that's the only way I can keep moving forward.
Yeah.
That's how we rise every day. You know what I mean? If everything was the same, like if it was like that movie Groundhog Day, what's the point,
bro? Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like I wake up and I think of ways to be creative. I definitely, from an ambition perspective, when I said it's to a fault, I think sometimes as creatives, we're like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm driving home today and I'm with my girl and I'm like, yo, like... you know, I want to open another Easy Pie or something like that over here in this brewery, right? And she's like, oh, that's cool. And then 30 feet down the street, I'm like, yo, they hit me up. They actually want us to put something in the lobby of this condo complex. She's like, let me get this straight. You want to put something that's 15 feet away from the other thing? You need to calm down.
I'm like,
no, I don't need to calm down. But the thing is, I chase opportunity, right? When you don't know when it's going to come, right? That's a blessing. When opportunity ends up in your face, it's a sin not to at least entertain that opportunity because you never know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The worst thing, like I listen to a lot of Gary Vee, and I think he nails it on the head when he's like, yo, the worst thing to see is like somebody that's like in their mid-80s, late 80s, 90s. You know, they're kind of at the tail end of their life, and you see regret on their face. They didn't do it. So for me, I'd rather have a box of attempts and failures than a box of regret for not even trying. You know what I'm saying? The what if is what kills me,
bro. That's a good point.
Like check it. What if we weren't sitting here today? 2 years from now or a year from now, when we're looking at this and we're laughing at, you know, oh, remember, man, you had the stool, I had the chair, and we didn't have a tripod and all this other stuff.
Right,
and it is what it is, though. This is bootstrapping, bro, at its finest. Like, you do it, and then a year from now, you're like, shit, like.
That was cool.
Look where we were. Cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a metric.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to look at this metric a year from now and say, damn, look where we're at. Look where you're at. You know,
right.
I'm happy you did this because I've been trying to do this for myself for the longest and I don't find the time.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of happy
that
you're doing this. You know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm kind of forcing you to be here, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, it's motivating, bro. Yeah. It's motivating because it's like you got your normal life, you got your normal job, you know what I'm saying? And then you have this side hustle and now you're prioritizing because it's not about having time.
Yeah.
Time exists. It's just we have a short list of priorities,
and
you made this a priority to happen.
Right.
If you never did that, we wouldn't be sitting here right now.
So. Appreciate you saying that. Appreciate that. It's good. See, here's the thing. I don't think I'm there yet in your level.
Of what? I mean,
in terms of like the way you think,
and
your thought process, and saying, you know, it's the what ifs. It's not like the mistake.
Right.
It's not a mistake.
Right.
I'm getting there. It takes practice. Just like anything, you know.
And a lot of things take money. Like something like this
money.
Doesn't. This, this doesn't. You know what I mean? This just takes effort.
Yeah.
So I think ambitious people, we have countless reserves of effort inside of us. And we'll keep doing it. I've hit a million roadblocks in business because of money.
Mm.
Like I'm not from money, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm a product of immigrants. And they came here with nothing. And they built and they built and they did whatever they could. And they instilled in me the hard work ethic. And I think it's kind of amazing. I work really hard. I look back at like when I was like 18, 19, and 20, and I was lame, man. I wasn't doing nothing. I wasn't motivated. I don't know what it was. Maybe I was sheltered because my parents came from the dirt, bro. So they gave me everything they could.
Yeah.
They, you know, they paid for my education. I didn't. They didn't force me to go get a job. They didn't do any of that for me, bro. And it was like, at some point, I looked at myself and I'm like, yo, it's like they clipped my wings. I wasn't ready to do nothing because I was so sheltered. And then out of nowhere, it was like I went from 0 to 1,000 miles an hour, and now I'm working 18 hours a day. Mm. You know, I remember working shifts when I first did Easy Pie and Braintree. I remember working an entire shift. We had just like popped off with Phantom Gourmet. It was busy, busy, busy. And like I worked an entire day, cleaned the whole restaurant, went to my car, pulled out my tools, and I started building something in the front that we were trying to do this space to sell like ice cream or whatever. This idea, like again, another like little ambitious piece of the puzzle.
Right.
And the cook comes in and he's like, damn, you're here early. And then he looks at me and he goes, shit, you didn't leave from last night? I mean, I was there 38 hours, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's...
Right? And then I still worked a lunch shift and went home shaking.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, I don't know what this is for, but I know it's for something. It's not going to get lost. It's not going to get lost in motion. It's gonna become something. Hmm. And I think that a lot of people, they're so into instant gratification, right? There's like this, this thing that I read online about this like bamboo tree or some shit that it like you put the seed in and it takes like a year for it to even sprout or something, right. But you got to take care of it,
yeah,
you know. And that's what I feel like what we're doing is, it's like we're watering it every day, we're watering it every day. Most people go, hey, we're nothing's growing, I'm done, on to the next, right.
Say, I don't mean to interrupt, but same thing with, there's another analogy that I was following, Printavo. Shout out to Printavo, who's, you know, this software for screen printers that I don't have yet, but they mentioned the thing about acorns.
Yeah.
This is a true story out in LA.
Yeah.
People were getting bad cell service in this one area, and they were trying to figure out how, why, and there was this cell tower, and there was like a big block. I don't know if you've seen a cell tower. It's a huge block.
Right.
And there was like a little hole in it, and a squirrel was dropping acorns in it for like 16 years. So the thing was fucking full of acorns. And that's what was going on.
Right.
But you can relate to that. Well, not relate to that because you're not a fucking squirrel. But you can look at that and say, you could do one thing a day. Put that acorn into that bucket or that box.
Eventually, it's
eventually it's going to build this up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just enough to create a disruption.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that acorn did or that squirrel did. You know what I mean?
The disruption. So, I didn't understand. Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying? I think that that's part of it, man. Like a lot of people give up. And, you know, it's like I don't really invest much time in, maybe that's going to be my one regret at the end. Like, there's no, when you do something like this, man, it's not a job. It's your life. So it doesn't, like, you go to sleep and you wake up, but even when you're sleeping, you're thinking about it. So I don't dedicate a lot of time to personal stuff. So like, I don't really, it's not about money for me, right? But the thing is, like, even when my business was doing well and is doing well, like I don't really go out and blow money on myself. Mm. I don't go on vacations.
Yeah.
I don't do all that stuff. And it takes a special person to be next to you, a ride or die.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's going to be next to you and say, damn, like when? When's it going to happen? You know? And I'm the type of guy that feels like, yo, I don't deserve this yet. I don't want to buy this because it's not for me yet.
Right.
I think I'm going to lose my focus.
Yeah.
So it's like, not everybody's like that. And I think that the people that are like that, I keep convincing myself that, you know, the people that are like how we are, I think that, you know, we're going to find successes. And for me, success isn't a pile of money. Money comes, bro. Money comes and it goes, right?
Yeah.
Health doesn't, right? And time doesn't, right?
Right.
So those are the two most important assets I feel like in life, right? It's time is the most valuable asset because there ain't no refunds on that, right? And your health,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So there's balance is the word in life. You have to have a healthy balance of those things. But I mean, you know, like when you focus on what you're doing and you love what you're doing, and you refine what you're doing, I think that money will come.
Yeah.
For me, I never really thought about what my definition of success is. I just want people to love what I'm doing. And it's about legacy. And for me, I think that perhaps I'm not the one that's going to open 10 Easy Pies. Maybe that's not in the cards for me. But yo, check it. I'm going to build a foundation that's deep enough and strong enough that my son can if he wants to.
Right.
You know, like you see some cats that they got like everything.
Right.
They got like 10 restaurants or 10 shops or whatever they're doing.
Mm.
And yeah, well, that's mommy and daddy's money. Well, good for them though.
Yeah.
They had an awesome head start. So for me, I'm trying to get my kid in pole position.
Yeah.
I'm going to do as much as I can and I'm going to keep working.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to stop for me.
Right.
And there's no one thing that I said from the beginning, and My mind may have changed on it right now, but there's no exit strategy. I get really attached to things. Easy pie is an element of my life.
Yeah.
But again, you have to realize that sometimes, you know, sacrifice is a big thing. At some point in my career as an entrepreneur, I might have to sacrifice that to do the next bigger and better thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I sold Braintree.
Yeah.
You know? I know that the talk out there is that it wasn't doing well, and it was. That's not true. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's like if you went to the doctors and they were like, "Yo, you got cancer on these two fingers.
Mm.
You could ride it out and see what happens. It's probably gonna rot your whole body out at some point, or you can cut them off and keep it moving."
Yeah.
I just cut it off and kept it moving because
you always said Braintree wasn't the vision.
No, it wasn't the vision. Yeah. Braintree was the seed that started sprouting. Yeah. The vines that are going to create the fruit. You feel what I'm saying?
Revere was the next step.
Right. And then the brewery, which didn't happen. And again, you know what it's like. I mean, there's obstacles everywhere. We talked about it before you started recording and before the cameras went on. You know, like I put my heart and soul into building something. And right before I was supposed to open, a road bump.
Yeah.
You know, a speed bump in a road or a pothole. You know, and a good friend of mine passed away and we never opened it.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I stopped there.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if anything, I'm more motivated to keep it going in his memory.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there's so many avenues that we can go down, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And and maybe easy pie and the be easy thing turns into, you know, like I'm pushing. I mean, look, I'm wearing this stuff. Like I am the brand, bro.
You
at the same time, I represent your brand.
Yeah.
And my thing is like, I want to be able to sell the gear. I want people to be a part of that culture. We have like a culture, right?
Yeah.
Especially like your guy's name. You know what I mean? Like that whole AWOL thing.
Yeah.
For me, it's like a few years ago, it was like underground to know the sneaker spots and all that other stuff, right? There was like 1, 2, 3, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And you guys raised awareness, and now all of a sudden it's mainstream culture.
Yeah.
So now, like, the name, like, when I'm like, "Yo, you know, where'd you get them printed?" I was like, "Well, you know, my boy does them. You know, it's AWOL Print Shop." Like, what? Like, AWOL does your stuff? Like, that's a big deal, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the whole reason why we started this
you
thing.
You guys built a brand. Yeah, you guys were a local brand.
Yeah, the brand was there, and like, obviously the clientele was there. Yo, Kyle, my bad. You hit panel silence on that? That's how bare bones we are. We have a alarm going off right now.
It's all good.
Thanks, Kyle. On the red box.
I thought that was the microwave. I thought your hot pockets were ready.
I just don't want it to be.
The hot pockets are ready.
Yeah. Panel sound. Yeah, you're good.
Don't let the fire department know you're doing that.
Yeah, I know.
They yell at me all the time. You shut it off, Mike. I don't know.
Fire.
I just make pizza. That's what I say.
Should be there. Perfect. All right. Yeah, I think let's bring it back to, like, you know, the process and all these other things, and money is not important. Just like anything, I'll go back to the practice
thing. It's not my motivator.
Yeah.
It is important to get
it. It's
important.
So tough
without
you got to pay
it. It's
bills.
Fuel. It's
you
got
to take care of your family,
right,
all
right.
That stuff.
It's fuel. It's
I think for me, you know, the instant gratification is a good point, too, as well. I think a lot of people that get into something on their own, or even just the way we are in society right now,
right,
it's like transactional. It's like,
right,
what am I going to get from you? You know what I mean?
Right.
I want something in return if I give you something.
Right.
You see it a lot of time with my students at MBA. They come into my office. They're like, "Oh, Brad, what should I take? Da, 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 da." It's not like, "Hey, Brad, how you doing today? What'd you do this weekend?" That's
right.
Why I always try to start the conversation. "Hey, what's going on? How are you?"
That interpersonal kind of. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, right.
So I try to get them, because it's not their fault too all the time, because
right,
they're in a competitive atmosphere.
Right. Running gun.
MBA students.
Right.
They think they'd be the best, and, you know, they're competing for internships, whatever.
Right.
I think I can speak personally on myself. When I started this thing, it got to a point where I was like, "Hey, I need that instant gratification. I need to see the money come in.
Right.
I need the results right away." It took me a while to get to a point where I'd say you are right now, where you're learning. Money's important, but the end result, whether or not, I could say I'm okay with failure.
Right.
If this thing never takes off, the stuff that I learned here alone, right, you know, the 10-hour days on Saturday, the 10-hour days on Sunday,
right,
the nights like we are right now,
right,
is invaluable. It's priceless from who I am as a person,
right,
and also like who I'm going to be later on.
Right.
It took me a while to see that. And I think, you know, the ride is I. Shout out to Liz, my wife. Love her to death. And it was like, we had some issues. Went through a rocky road because of that.
Yeah. Everyone does.
Like a rocky road. We, right. You know,
you'd be robots if that didn't happen. Yeah. It's really trying
yeah, on a relationship. Exactly.
When you're really grinding every day and there's no time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But it sucks, but sometimes that needs to happen too as well to make you like.
Of course it does.
Sit back and see stuff the way what was going on, and that's
you need that test to see where you're at. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's really a test. It's a test in life, right? So you go through those things, and then at the end, you can really grade your relationship based on that test, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you guys go through that. I go through it all the time, bro. And it's like, you know, I agree, bro. I see your post sometimes. I see a girl in there, you know. Yeah. Pounding it out with you, bro. Yeah. It's like I respect that. You know what I'm saying? It's something about that, and there's something motivating when you know what I'm saying. Like it's just for me, bro. It's not even about like I don't care. I get like awards and shit like that. Like TV and magazines. Sometimes for me, if the closest people next to me are just like, "Yo, that was dope. I'm proud about how you handled that," or "Yo, I'm so proud about where we're at." Yeah. And it's rare. Sometimes people like don't say that to us because they're like, "Well, they're working and they're tough. They don't need that." You know what I mean? But like the basic, this little basic thing of someone saying to me, "Yo, man, I'm proud of you," is pretty fire. Or someone just liking something I post or whatever, but or like taking the time to send a message and saying, "Yo, I'm proud of that, man. That's dope."
Yeah, we do it all the time,
right?
Like when you send me something, it feels good because I respect the hell out of you.
Thank you.
It means a lot. You know what I mean? But that little like DM or something like that.
Right.
It's like, yo, he's doing.
I make an effort to do that.
Yeah.
To people. You do. Because sometimes I know that these industries in being creatives and chasing this like this side hustle that could become a full-time hustle or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, like you might be in here at midnight pressing shirts by yourself.
Right.
Like, what the fuck am I doing here?
It happens all the time. I think that all the time.
So it's like I'll see a thing online and I'm like, I'll throw the flame or the hands up or the whatever. Yeah. Yo, keep hustling, keep rising, whatever. And sometimes that's that little like, it goes off in your head and you go, yeah, that's right. And you just that's keep
it.
Pushing through.
It goes so far, man. It goes
wild,
so far.
Bro. It's wild.
Yeah,
it's wild, bro. I do that to people that work with me. Like I never say that they work for me. We all work together because I'm in the mud with them, right? I'm like I might be the general, but I'm let's go. I'm not like. I'm right behind you guys. Yeah. I'm in front. You know what I mean? So I feel as though there's a level of respect when people see you in the mud with them. You feel me? Like I'm wearing a chef outfit. I'm cooking. I'm cleaning. I'm plunging toilets. I'm in the dumpster pushing bags down.
Yeah.
I'm not like, yo, can you do that?
Right.
You know? And that's who I am as a person. But what has to happen is with the growth of the brand and whatever, there has to be like, there's certain things that you say, oh, yeah, I didn't realize it. Or, you know, like I didn't think that way. So for me, I speak to some people that I look at as inspirational and they're like, bro, you can cook, man. Like you're really good on a grill. Like, you know, you come up with these amazing recipes. It's all good. And you have this thing called Easy Pie that you want to move forward. Right. Why are you on the fucking grill, bro? You need to be networking and talking about your business and be the brand and grow your business and move it forward, right? So at some point, you have to remove yourself from the operation. Like, I think that like, this thing is where it's at. I think that I can see in a few years, 3-4 guys doing shit, you sitting in an office and making things happen for your business, striking big deals, you know what I'm saying, and doing all that stuff. And it's like, how are you going to talk to the people you need to talk to? How are you going to go to the meetings? Like, if I didn't have a squad in there tonight, how would I be here, you know? Yeah. And honestly, this is like
you stop working
on. Yeah. What you're doing right now for yourself, bro, this is really ground zero. There's no, I mean, look what's around us, bro. Yeah. It's like there's no lavish set. There's none of that shit, right? Right? But we have, like, for me, it's equally as important to do this. I'm actually more excited to do this than be on like Phantom Gourmet. I'm gonna be honest with you, bro.
I appreciate
that,
man.
It's real. Yeah. It's real talk because like I'm like, yo, this is ground zero shit right here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I want to be a part of something that I believe in. But I mean, like, that's not any better than this.
Yeah.
This is real shit right here. Mm. We're gonna put this online, and I think that people that know you and me, they're gonna respect it. They're gonna watch it. But I think it's gonna grow organically. And that's how it happens. I like being a part of new stuff. Some stuff, man, like you get on, like, you must go, you got to be on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Right. I'll do it. But I guarantee you a whole bunch of that in the background is all fake. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want to be that.
Yeah.
I want real people to hear real stories about, you know, me and what you're doing and what we're doing. And I think that they see the growth, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I walked down the driveway. I went into the driveway and I'm like, I'm in the wrong house. You know what I mean? I'm like, what am I doing here?
31 Bank Street, baby.
Yeah. And they literally, yeah. I think someone was down there spraying the screens.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the basement. I'm like, and I called my boy up. I'm like, yo, Sarny. I'm like, was good. These guys are doing stuff in the basement. I'm like, this is legit. Like, I dig it, you know? And I never went anywhere after that. Yeah. You know? And I used companies before that, you know, they did really good work, you know? But it was just kind of like, yo, I saw me in my sweat in what you guys were doing down there. Because I'm like, man, I did that shit. You know, I was, bro, I had people working with me that were going on vacations at the beginning, man. I cut myself. I was in a cast. I was working with one hand for a year. Yeah. I had no money to order from vendors. I would go get a jar of mayonnaise to get through the day, couple boxes, like bundles of boxes. I'd go to Restaurant Depot, and I would bang it out. And if we ran out of something, we ran out. And I would use that day's money to go buy more stuff for the next day. I did that every single day. And then at the end of the night, I mopped and squeegeed the damn floor, and I washed dishes, and I did what I had to do. And I sacrificed a lot to get to this point. Mm. And it just sucks because sometimes you're like, damn, man, 10 years in and I'm still... But it doesn't matter, but because that's who I am as a person. I'm not going to give up. This dumb shit's not going to make me give up. There's such a bigger picture to all of this, bro. Yeah. And I think it's legacy. And I say it all the time, like, yo, like one day, right... There's a handful of Easy Pies or whatever, and I'm no longer here. This shit's supposed to run without me, right? If I get hit by a bus today, I say, y'all open tomorrow, and then we open tomorrow, and we keep moving, right? But when people eat at an Easy Pie, I want you to walk out, and there's going to be a stupid plaque of me with the fucking spatulas or something, like Ray Kroc on the wall. That's the guy that started it. That's the guy that changed the game. Yeah. That's what's in my mentality, bro, because what I see happening is a lot of industries are turning mad sterile. Right, so it was like you go to restaurants, it was too bougie. Now there's all this fast cash stuff. You go to Chipotle's and there's gyro places that are like that, and there's you know, there's all these pizza places now. They're doing pizzas in 2 minutes and shit. You know what I mean? Like it is what it is. And I'm like, yo, I'm gonna take it back a little bit. I'm gonna create a very creative, fresh, outside the box product. Right, I'm gonna provide the best service we could possibly provide, but I want to cater to the broadest demographic. In other words, Easy Pie, if you look at it, you're probably like, oh man, old folks don't eat here. They do though. Yeah. They dig it. I don't know if it's they feel young while they're in there for the moment, or they're sick and tired of eating the traditional shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's the food.
They just
it's the product, dude. You go back to the product.
And I say this to everybody. I go, yo, check it. The demographic is so broad in here. You can get a college student, a garbage man, an attorney, a policeman, you know, some dude off the streets, homeless dude, it doesn't matter. And they all order food, and they're inside that box called Easy Pie for about half an hour eating. And all of a sudden, it's like Thanksgiving dinner all of a sudden. People talk about food. Everybody's one. Yeah. Yo, what'd you get? Like, I sit at the bar sometimes, and I see people that I'm like, these two people would never talk on the street.
Yeah.
And they're exchanging slices of pizza. Yo, you got to try this. Oh, you got to try that. For me, that's so fulfilling.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
It's dope, man. It's like so many people get involved, and it's exciting for me. And then it's like at the same time I look around and I see people that – like I give opportunities to people. And it's like I'm happy to be able to give someone a job, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? There's just so much good and so much positive comes out of like what we do. And people look at it like it's just a job. It's not just a job, man. Right. We're creating jobs. We're creating a meeting place for people. We're creating experiences, memories, like all this type of stuff, bro. You know what I mean? And I think it all comes from – you know, being proud of doing that, bro.
Yeah.
And money comes after that, bro.
Exactly.
Money comes after
that, bro. Yeah, you know? It just took a little bit longer for me to understand that, I think. And I think that's okay. It's definitely...
Of course it is. Everybody's path is different. Everybody sees things differently, and you evolve. You know what I'm saying? You evolve, and you see things that happen over and over and over, and you go, okay, I get it now. The first time, you're like, fuck, why did that happen?
Yeah.
Second time, what did I do? I suck.
Right.
No, you know, it's just what happens. And then it's like the problem is that a lot of people, they become... The failure becomes redundant to them. It's like over and over and over, it keeps happening. And then it's like, hold on a second, homie. There's nothing wrong here. The only thing is that if you keep doing it the same way, you're going to get the same result every time, right? So if you want to see a change, you got to be the change. Yeah. You make a change, right? And then you try it.
Yeah.
And know that you're probably going to fall down, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like in this life, bro, like the first 3-4 times we have training wheels on. Yeah. Right. Well, we got to take those wheels off and take the bumps and bruises, or we're never going to get nowhere.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what happens with Easy Pie, and I think it's happening with your business. You know what I mean? And you know, every time I come in here, there's different stuff. You know, it's crazy. It's a lot of stuff. I like it. But, you know, but it's we're all kind of like I said,
it's organized chaos.
Right, but you get it. Yeah. But you get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't know where to start here, but you get it. And it's the same for me.
Yeah.
You know? It's the same for me, bro. Yeah. You should see the desktop on my computer.
Oh my God. Computer, man.
It's ridiculous,
bro. Files and files on the computer.
And I always find time to do shit for other people, too. So it's
You
got people that are like, I got a friend that he owns like a... He owns a water filtration company.
Yeah, we've been in touch a little bit.
He's a good dude, man. He's a good dude.
Hopefully get to print for him.
Yeah,
but
yeah, Brendan Dickinson. So he owns a company called Blue Drop, right? And I only met him because of Braintree. He was eating at the spot. And like the other night, he's like, I really love the van, how you had it, like matte black, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And they're building this really amazing company. And they have an awesome product, very, very like cutting edge stuff that they do for water filtration.
Yeah.
From doing a casino to... The water taps at Easy Pie, you know what I'm saying? And I was like tired, man. I think it was like midnight, and he hit me up, and he was like, what do you think about wrapping a van? And I'm like, what kind of van is it? And he's like, it's a mattress or whatever. I was like, I don't know. I'll reach out. I got some people. I'll send you some Insta pages. You can reach out. So I'm like, all right. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm watching the news. All this crazy shit that's happening. Everybody fighting with each other over nonsense. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm like, nah. I get up and I design like the van for him. I send it to him at 3 a.m. And I'm motivated because what he does motivates me. And it's like, I find energy in other people's hustle too. You know what I'm saying?
That's super cool, man. Like, it's wild, bro. That's dope.
I got 40 things on a back burner for me. I never finished. Like, menus I gotta design.
But
shit,
the fact that you take it, like, you're, it's like you're showing compassion to other people, and you're like, you say, hey, I want to help you out.
Right.
I'm not thinking of myself. I'm not even thinking of myself. When you said you had like 50,000 things to do.
But then at the end, it actually ends up being for me, because it's like I feel a sense of accomplishment when I do something for someone else. And sometimes it's cool to break away from what you're doing.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like, kind of like you're still doing it. It's like I don't want to design this. Yeah. Like, I'm in the, you know, like when I do my menus, bro, it's like I don't hire someone.
Yeah.
Man, I'm in front of that computer for like 3 days.
Right.
There's 120 things on my menu. Yeah. You know what a pain in the ass that is? You know what I mean? And it's like,
I don't want to
design anything anymore. And then I'm like on the computer doing it for someone else. And I feel like my brain's on a vacation because it's not Easy Pie.
First thing I thought. That's your vacation. It's not really a vacation.
Right.
I'm just
not focusing on Easy Pie for that one moment.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm still honing my skills because I'm doing the same thing, but for someone else.
Yeah.
It's just helping me think outside the box, you know?
Yeah.
And it's for good people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then it always comes back. Yeah. You know, he takes care of me too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it could be from providing me with a service or making a connection with someone else, or you know what I mean?
Right.
Some relationships, they plant the seed for other relationships. You know what I'm saying? With other people. Like, we all kind of co-sign each other. You know what I mean? Like, I give your number or your information out to like
everyone. Dude, you throw me so many referrals. I appreciate that. It's, you know, that's what it's about, man. That's what it's about. It's like you said, the love is real.
It's
between
my royalty check. No,
that's it. I always remember that, dude.
No, I'm kidding, bro.
Dude, you hook it up with food every time we come in. I hate it, but like I want to pay.
I get it. Yeah. My girl's like, yo, that makes people uncomfortable and do that. I'm like, yo, but like, it's like,
that's just because of who, me. Not nothing to do with you.
When a friend, a lot of people don't like it. It makes them uncomfortable. But for me, it's like, yo, check it. Like, I built this place, and when my people come in, they're coming into my house. It's not my restaurant at that point. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, if I went to your house, you wouldn't charge me for a bowl of Fruit Loops. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I get it. It's a business, but I make enough off the general where I can take care of people. And it's not like I'm doing it so I can get something in return.
Yeah.
It's like a thank you for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially for the, I just feel like, for what a pain in the ass I am with the shit that I need from you, it's always like, yo, this is what I need. I'm going to get you the artwork, right? I'm doing it tonight. And then the artwork ends up taking like a month. Sorry, bro, I got busy. And then I'm like, yo, I need to change the artwork. This is not what I want to do. And yo, can we get it like this, or can we make it like that? And what do you need? I don't know really what I need. Let me see for sizes. And then it's like all over the place. I get it. I'm like one of those guys. It's like I'm an eccentric man, so it's like all over the place. And I feel like when people view me talking about Easy Pie or the things that I do, I think they think I'm like a tornado. Like I'm crazy. Like, I ask people, like, yo, when I talk, do I seem like a maniac? And it's just like, I get energized, and it's like, I think I'm a good client, but I'm a bad client at the same time, because I got so many things going on in my head.
No, dude, honestly, like,
but I think I push you to do certain
things.
I'll
let you speak on that a little bit. Like, you may think from your perspective that you're driving me crazy, but because I know you and we're like similar in that sense, like, that's great. I understand where you're coming from. I understand that you want to have something and you want it to be great and you want it to be a perfect way. That's part of like this job too as well.
Right.
But like the fact that I get to interact with you on that and right. like say, hey, do you ever think about this? Is this color okay?
Right.
You know, and you ask my opinion too as well.
I always
That's
do.
The beauty of
well,
like...
Well, I always do because sometimes yeah. like for me, I look at it from the perspective of when someone comes to my restaurant, they're like, I need you to put this and this and this and this and this and this on a pizza. And I'm like, man, that's going to be so disgusting. Yeah. Like, and I'll go out and say, are you sure you want that? So like I've been doing this a long time and most people that do this, it sucks. So like, that's why like when I ask you sometimes, like I'll reach out and I'll say, yo, this is what I'm looking to do. What do you think of that? And I know sometimes it's more time consuming, but again, you're the professional in your field. And sometimes in my brain, I see it a certain way. And you're like, dude, we could try it, but it's going to come out like ass, bro. Mm. It's not going to be good.
Yeah.
And I'll do it for you, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's ultimately, I'm like, yo, I'll do it for you. It's for you. That's what I do for people. But it's like, I'm going to guide you a little bit here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because
right.
this is not my forte. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I can do, you know, I'm a designer and I do all this other stuff. But I don't press no shirts, man. I'm not silk screening nothing.
The and fact that you create your own designs and then you send me vector artwork, that's like...
Right.
That's a blessing. You have no idea.
Right.
You have no idea.
But that's my background, bro. So that's the thing. It's like I worked at restaurants. You know, like I don't know what I was doing, man. I had a scholarship to Northeastern and I dropped out. I was going for
Huskies,
international business and I dropped out. And I, you know, I started working and I had odd jobs and I was in club promotions for literally for 20 years. And
617?
No, I worked with them though. No, I had my own thing.
Yeah.
I had my own thing. I did ethnic parties, man. So I did Greek nights, which was it's niche thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like so like I got to rub shoulders with some pretty cool promoters that did their thing. So there was like, you know, like Spanish promoters. They did Latin night and you know, like and we did Greek night and there was all these different parties. They were really good. And you know, I've been around, man, and I did these things and it ends up that at one point I'm like, shit, I need to design a flyer. You know, at that time, right, 125 years ago when people were flyering on Newberry Street, right?
Mm.
You know, I'm like, fuck me, I gotta walk around and pass out flyers.
You were that dude.
Yeah, the guy that would screw people's windshield wipers up. And I'm like, we're gonna stick it on the door. I would get phone calls. You fucked up the molding on my car, my Benz. Mm. But whatever. So I'm like, I need to get a flyer done. So I'm like, all right, I pick up the phone, you know, and I call and I'm like, yo, I need this design and this is what I want to do. They're like, all right, cool. It's going to be like $500. I'm like, with the flyers, not enough for the design work. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? So I hit one of my boys up. I'm like, yo, I know you mess with like computer stuff. You know, I was like a meathead when it came to that shit. And I was like, you know, you mess with the computers, right? I'm like, you mind if I come over and when you got like Photoshop, right? It was like Photoshop -2.4. It was like the first shit, you know what I'm saying? And we went in there and I was like, I don't like that. I was like, do it like this and do it like that. And I'm watching and I'm paying attention, right? You know what I mean? And I'm watching. I'm like, this is what I want. And I'm like, that's the flyer, you know? And it was the worst flyer on the planet. Like, I still remember it. I still have it on, like, an old computer. I'm like, oh, it's disgusting. But it motivated me to go cop, like, the bootleg Photoshop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I went on, like, whatever it was, like, a LimeWire or a Pirate Bay or whatever it was called. And I downloaded some, like, bootleg thing that, you know, and I locked myself in my room. And I used the program and I learned. And then eventually I ended up taking some classes on it. So my background is I have an associate's in visual communications. I knew how to do it, but I refined my skill. And you refine it every day.
Yeah.
If I stop doing it, you know what I'm saying? But it's like I'm like a one-man gang when it comes to Easy Pie. It's like, yo, like I built a place, right? I designed the menus. I designed the actual menu, like the food on it, right? The cocktail menu. We came up with the cocktails, the apparel, every single part of it. And I know my limits.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So we have some things like that logo with the girl eating a slice of pizza, that cutie pie chick. Like, I didn't draw that. I reached out to someone that's just a beast.
Yeah.
You know, with drawing. You
right.
know what I mean? Shout out to Robbie Kane. He's a tattoo artist.
That's dope.
And
I'm ready to do that.
I met him at Easy Pie, bro. He posted
something
online. And I was like, oh shit, your work's dope. He's like, oh, this tater tot's dope. And I'm like, yo, I was like, I gotta come and see you. I wanna talk to you about something. And I get this vision for this kind of like a mascot for the restaurant. And he came through. Another creative. He sent it to me at like 5 a.m. He's like, I just finished.
Yeah.
Took him like 8 months to do it because he's just so damn busy. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I get it. I'll just leave you alone. And when you're done, you're done. And whatever, whatever. But, you know, for the most part, man, like 99.9% of the stuff comes through me. And I think that that's my creative outlet. I mean, you know, just the X Factor thing, man. I used to make music first, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then it was just like, then graphic design, then food, then whatever. It's like a creative outlet, you know? Like, doesn't this feel great for you to
I was the same way. I was, shout out to Northeastern. I graduated from Northeastern, but criminal justice. But the first 2 years was graphic design for me. So I,
you have a criminal justice degree?
Yeah. Don't fuck with me.
I might need it. I might need some help. No way.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of me. Yeah. So this is the thing. The thing was, like, the artistic side was always there. I was always drawing growing up. I was always doing after school drawing classes, that sort of thing. So I always had it and kind of held on to it. And it was, and then I went to school. I went to school for baseball. That's what I went to school for. And that was,
so you play baseball?
I played baseball at Northeastern. Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
that's dope.
So that's, I like to joke around saying that I went to school for baseball. Time consuming, obviously. Right. Graphic design. I couldn't go to the MFA and draw for 4 hours and sit on my ass on the concrete.
Right.
And draw. I'd like to, but I didn't have the time to do that because I was a student athlete. Not to make excuses, it was just long days. Longer days than I have now, probably. That was always the thing. CJ was a backup plan. Ended up being CJ because it less time consuming, obviously. Right. Fast forward, a little bit of background. I'm getting into like how I got into this, and my boy Peter Lamb, who's owner shop AWOL Boston, AWOL Low, AWOL Austin. We'd always keep in touch. We'd known each other since the fourth grade.
So y'all knew each other before.
Oh yeah.
AWOL was even anything.
Fourth grade. So that house, I grew up in that house, even though that's not my house. Mm-hmm. So that's Peter's mom's house down in the basement. That's where we started.
Right.
So he had approached me because always knew I was artistic. And when I got out of school, fast forward like 5 or 6 years out of school, and he'd always had people come into the shop.
Right.
And say, hey, can you print this? I'm looking to start this streetwear brand. Right. Or people next door that had, a restaurant. Hey, I need shirts. Do you guys do that? Because it just goes hand in hand with the
with
the business.
Right. I mean, first you went from being like a sneaker boutique or whatever, an apparel thing, to like, why don't y'all have your own
shirt? Exactly. So that was his idea initially. Yeah, actually, it was his idea, but he didn't have anyone to do it. And he looked at me. He's like, yeah, I know you're artistic. What do you want to do? You want to do this? I have some of the equipment. I'll hook you up with, we'll go 50-50.
Let's do it, right.
Let's do it. I was like, yeah, this is a way for me to get back into that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Long story short, he flew out to Chicago Friday, Saturday, Sunday, took a class at Barrelmaker Printing. Shout out to Barrelmaker Printing in Chicago.
So they do courses?
They're huge. Yeah, they're huge. That's so dope. Awesome people out there. Chicago is a great city.
Right.
Crash course in screen printing, start to finish.
Wow.
3 days. Obviously not everything, but once you get back and do it yourself, that's when you really start to learn.
Right. You got to get your hands dirty.
Yeah.
Right,
and then it started being like, hey, I'll do 3 hours in the weekend, in and out on Saturday. And it started to build. Marketing we do is all on Instagram.
Right.
Most of the stuff is through referral, such as yourself.
Right.
I think that's one of the reasons why we started this thing, is that we had so many people. We have such a big network.
I definitely think that the name itself, you guys built a name prior to doing this. So if it was just kind of like Brad's Printing, it'd be a lot more difficult, I feel like.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I think it was genius to kind of, it kind of becomes
it
like.
It made sense to piggyback off
the brand was built. I had been in the shop it's been open how many years now, but I can't even remember how many years ago I went in. I think it had just opened when I went into the original in Austin.
I remember
I think I was at that Uno's. It was like an Uno's across the street or something, right on the corner.
Was
it
an so Uno's that across the street? It was a million things. It was a Kelly's Roast Beef.
Yeah.
It was a liquor store.
Yep.
The liquor store.
The liquor store was on the corner. But I'm saying across on the other side of the tracks, it was a restaurant. I don't know if it was a Fridays or an Uno's or what the hell it was. Oh. But I remember I walked across and the sneaker shop was there. I was like, oh,
I know
shit,
what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Years ago, though. Like, how long's the
those? It's 2006, 2007 was the when they opened. Yeah.
Right, right.
So it's been a while. You know how places change.
Yeah, of course.
They just in and out, in and out. So yeah, I mean, this for me, this is an outlet to get that, still get that creative side
right.
out of me.
Right.
That's why it's like, same thing with you. It's like, come here. It's not a job.
Right.
It's like, I love this. Right. It's like being here, you know, I'm an introvert.
It feels like a job only when shit goes
exactly.
south.
Exactly.
Like something breaks or...
Exactly.
Oh, man, or cost money. Like, what? Why am I doing this? It's so stressful.
But your mindset is...
Right.
Your mindset is... You like you are. Yeah. You're like, this is learning. This is the part of the process here.
Right.
You know, this is the reason why I'm here. But I'm an introvert, so like doing this, this is like this podcast and everything is another way for me to like express myself a little bit. You know, even though we have the camera today, but that won't always happen, but...
Right.
But being here alone, the fact that I get to
it stopped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no way.
It stopped. It's all good. Thank God. That's actually good.
A full.
The memory card's full.
Shit, cheapo Greco, bro. I didn't get the big card.
It's all good. We're learning here.
It's all good.
Yeah. So they, for me to be here alone, working alone, I enjoy it. You know, but you know, obviously, as we grow, the help is needed.
Yeah, no
so,
doubt.
You know, learning how to train somebody.
Right.
Learning how to tell them how we do things.
Right. And then maintaining the standard.
Maintaining the standard
is so hard, bro.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like for instance, I could be the most artistic guy in the world and come and work for you and I might be doing something not the way you want. Then it's, you have to develop another skill because having those difficult conversations, because I have a lot of family that works with me too, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like... Everybody thinks that like when I'm mad or like they think you're an asshole, right? When you tell people what to do. But it's like you're not an asshole when you're trying to maintain the standard, right? If you didn't fall below the line of the standard, then there wouldn't be an issue. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's having those difficult conversations because I feel like people that are closest to you, you expect a lot more out of them.
Yeah.
You feel me? So my expectation, like when my girl works with me and her family works, you know, her cousins work with me and all that stuff and I love them to death and I'm so happy that they're there. Yeah. But like my mindset is like, yo, like I expect someone that don't give a shit about me to maybe fall off and do this. But like the standard for you is like you got to be performing at like a platinum level. Because you care, this is for all of us basically.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Right. But you have to develop that you have to become the boss at some point.
Yeah. Liz knows that too. Liz.
Right.
Yeah. So like when she's here and this goes back to like when we had some issues and stuff like that.
Right,
I cannot talk about that. It's like I think my mistake was that I didn't really voice that to her as clearly as you just did. But I think now she understands that, but...
Dude, you know how easy it is for me to say, yo, I need it like this?
Yeah, yeah.
Why did you do that?
Right, right.
And it's like, yo, fuck off. I want to do it this way.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, you understand that you're compromising the integrity of my position in front of everybody. Mm. And it's like, I mean, it's just a tough part of the business because it's like, it's all this creating and all this like drive and all this stuff you want to do, but and it never feels like a job. And then those instances make it feel like a job. And it's like, yo, people don't understand that it's like, yo, I love you, but I have so much sweat and sweat equity into this place that unfortunately I'll steamroll over you if I have to keep this going. Like, don't do that. You know what I mean? Like I said, you got to ride or die.
Man.
You got to be with it and you got to understand that there's going to be a lot of rocky roads and a lot of sleepless nights and a lot of beefs and a lot of that type of stuff. It just happens with anyone that's driven like that.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to tell you what, my mindset changed though with a lot of stuff. Like so with one thing, actually, a lot of stuff. One thing that happened a couple weeks ago, man, like all these years have gone by and I'm sacrificing. And then this thing happens with Kobe. Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not that I was like this. I'm a basketball fan and I love Kobe. Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? And I cook in Jordans. Look at them. Beat. But so basically, you know, like I look at this thing and I'm like, yo, we're around the same age, right? I'm actually older. I think he's 42, right? I'm 43. I'm like, yo, so he dedicated his life. I mean, his life's different. He's got money and all this other shit, right?
Right.
Like, right? He earned it. But how many nights was he away from his family? How many nights or days is he training? He's away from his family and his friends and all that other stuff. People are all partying. He's shooting hoops, right? People are all partying. I'm fucking making burger patties and dough and all that other stuff. And I see people posting, and I'm in a restaurant. And I'm like, what a sucker I am. What am I doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then I keep moving and I keep working. And then at some point that thing happens. And I'm like, what? Like, so when he finally retires or and he goes, you know, has the time to spend with his family, it ends. Lights out. Weird, right? And it, as much as it's not like I said, it's not like I got posters of Kobe on the wall. Right. It was just the it wasn't only him, it was everyone that was on that. That was just a regular day, bro.
Yeah.
And it just ended. And I'm like, shit. So as much as I enjoy Easy Pie and I love it and it's like my thing, and I know you love this too, right? I think that how you said you didn't realize certain things at the beginning or you didn't think that way, I'm starting to think, shit, I have to figure out a way to enjoy the benefits of it too.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Right. So it's not always like, let's keep moving, let's keep growing, let's keep moving, let's keep growing. I think that I have to learn how to break out of that shell and be like, okay, one day I'm going to, I don't know, go do something. Go out. Stay home.
Yeah.
Watch a movie. Like, right, bro, like right. For me, sitting on a couch. Like, people think there's something wrong with me. If they walk into my house and they're like, what are you doing home? And I'm like, shit, I just wanted to watch Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, no, you're sick. You're not feeling good. I'm like, no. Like, they don't understand, like, what the hell's going on. And it's like for 2-3 weeks now, like, my mind clicked a little. And I'm doing a little bit of things for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because for the longest time, I'm just like, I'm not there yet. I don't deserve that.
Right.
I'm not there yet. I got to keep working. I'm not there yet. Yeah. I got to do this. I got to keep hustling. I got to open another one. I got to franchise. I got to, you know what I mean? By the time I'm done doing all this shit, I'm going to be 80, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's funny how, like, something like that happens to someone significant, and that's what it takes for us to realize that.
It's wild, though.
Is it weird? We think of that all the time. It's like, oh, count your blessings.
Right.
You know, hashtag blessed. Well, all this BS, and it's like, but people don't actually like do that. They don't practice
how impactful that was. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, kind of like weird. I was talking to Kyle. It was like, you know, we talked about it for like half an hour. It's like, dude, you rooted against this dude. He was on the Lakers. You might have even hated him.
You hated him for what he was doing to your team.
Yeah.
But you respected him for who he was.
Right.
Right, of course.
And then he goes away.
Right.
You still know what he's doing. He has he still has the shoes coming out. He's still...
You see him in the media lately, courtside, hugging people.
He's not in the spotlight. He's not in the spotlight. LeBron breaks his record, and then he's gone the next day.
Right.
Even if it wasn't like about that coincidence didn't happen, it'd still be shocking. And it felt like, for me, as in like an athlete, like how much... I'm not saying I had more respect than you did for that dude, but like... It just felt like you knew him.
Oh, dude, I felt like my boy died. It was so weird.
Yeah.
I was, like, depressed, bro.
It was weird.
Yeah. And I just feel like you have to try to find a positive in everything. And I feel like maybe the positive was, shit, man, that had such an impact on millions of people that maybe a light switch went off on, you know. So he was a martyr for people basically to realize, yo, man, like, nothing's promised. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I go down that foxhole on YouTube where you're like, watch one video, then you're watching another one, then another one. It's like, I spent like 4 hours watching like Kobe videos and quotes and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, man, like, this was a great guy, but maybe his purpose, you know, obviously was to entertain us with basketball, but maybe the end result and how he went out, maybe he was here for that reason.
Because
lit a flame. There's so many people now that I know that are like, yo, man, like, I just started thinking different ever since that happened.
Mm.
And as bad, as tragic as it was, I feel like it changed some shit up in my mind.
Yeah, bro. It touched a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
So it's like before when I'd be like, you know, my girl would be like, yo, can I go to the gym? You watch a kid. Well, I got to go to work. I can't. You know what I mean? Now I'm like, hell yeah. You know what I mean? And
You take that moment.
Making
that
Mickey Mouse waffles in the morning and chefing up, cutting the strawberries and whipped cream in it this morning. And I was like, yo, I ate all the breakfast and this is cool. Like, like, you know, and I love my son more than anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it's wild. He's only 3 years old. And he only knows, you know, daddy, like in the morning, good morning. Hey, daddy's home from work.
Yeah.
And, you know, like a big portion of his life, I haven't had any days off.
Yeah.
So now it's like, yo, fuck that. I'm staying home and I'm eating waffles with this kid today.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
it's
wild. You know what I mean? It's like I'm watching him change and stuff. It took something like that for me to be like, yo, what am I doing? You know what I mean? Like, I love it. And it's the thing. I'm not trying to make people say, hey, don't hustle.
Right.
But, like, even... It's like we evolve mentally. Like, I've been watching even a lot of that Gary Vee stuff towards the end now. His mindset has kind of, like, evolved to the point where he's talking about hustling all the time.
Yeah.
But hustling on making yourself feel good about your life and what you're doing, too. Don't forget about that.
Right.
Because it's not... Like, forgetting that just to keep building the brand... You know, it's a happy medium. Like I said earlier, it's balance, right? So life, like the ultimate word in life is balance. And I think that you have to find the perfect balance of everything or you'll never feel fulfilled. We only get one time to do this, bro. Unless we get, you know, unless we come back to something else.
Right. But the fact that you recognize that now, that's growth.
Right.
That's basically what that is for you.
Right.
That's
25-year-old Spiro wouldn't think like that. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I sometimes spend time talking to kids that come into the restaurant. I'm talking to like 20-year-olds, whatever. And I'm like, man. Sound like little kids to me. And it's like, wait a minute, how was that though?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it takes all these outside things that happen. It takes problems at work. It takes the fights with your girl. It takes the shit, I don't see my kid. To all those little pieces add up to make one big picture, you know? Like puzzles are a million little pieces. You put them together and all of a sudden you see a picture, right?
Yeah.
You just got to organize the pieces.
Yeah.
You organize those fucking pieces and all of a sudden you're like, I see it. I see what it is now. You know what I mean? That's what it is, man. It's just balance in life. And I'm proud of where I'm at. I think I'm not satisfied. I'm never satisfied. I feel like the day you're satisfied is the day you start failing, right? It kills you. But I am definitely proud of where I'm at. I'm proud of my team. The team has evolved and changed. And I've probably had like...
Hey, everybody. Sorry that got cut short. Apparently, we can only... talk in 1 hour segments. Sorry, I'm still learning how to use this app. Spiros and I, you know, went on talking about for an hour and 45 minutes without knowing that. So again, I apologize to all listeners, all probably 11 or 15 of you right now, but I appreciate you listening. And until next time, thank you.